podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Yeah. has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
bumper speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thrive Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. 14 hours. Hey guys, this is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 519. My name is Bill, and with me tonight is Justin from the Justin Wade Band.
How y'all doing?
Logo there, help me out. We are coming at you from PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, RootaRootRadio.com, IllTheScene.com, XRPRadio.co.uk, and AltRockRadio.ca. And there's a whole big schedule of where you can listen to the show on various days. Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursdays are those days. And I'll let you go to the website to find the times, because there's sometimes it's last week's show, sometimes it's this week's show. It's a lot easier if you just go read it.
Right.
So Justin is returning to the show. Justin, it's almost a year to the day.
Wow, has it been that long?
It was the last episode you were on was on June 21st, 2019. And we're recording today on the 11th, so it's going out on the 12th. So almost 9 days shy.
That's hard to believe. It's been that long already.
And that's weird because, like, the running joke here in my house lately has been that it's like March 3,852.
Oh, it's the same here.
But, hey, right, so I am looking over the questions I asked you. Mm-hmm. And I told you off the air, I was worried that I didn't want to repeat any questions.
Right. But
I think we're going to be good for to go on that, because I didn't ask many of my normal questions when I talked to you. All right. So we'll start off. Clearly, the band is named after you, so that question goes out the window. But
correct.
We'll start with one. I'm going to give you the Christina question from the Shadow event, which I got to turn around and ask her last week, and she told me I wasn't allowed to ask it anymore now that she was on the other end of it. But she asked it from the chat room, and then I put her on the spot with it, and she was like, I didn't think you were going to ask me. So here it is. If they were going to make a cartoon out of the Justin Wade Band, which series would it be in, like Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, Jetsons, whatever, Ren and Stimpy, and which character would play each band member? See, now you know why she said not to do it anymore. Yeah.
Which cartoon group? I mean, I would imagine Scooby-Doo. Who doesn't like Scooby-Doo? Why not? You know?
Okay, so who would play the band members?
I mean, I don't know all their names. Okay, I can't remember. Thelma.
Thelma was the one with the big, thick glasses.
Right.
Daphne is the other woman in the purple dress. Then you had Shaggy, who was the, for lack of a better term, the hippie. And Fred was the one that wore the ascot. And then
he was Scooby. Blonde. Fred was the blonde, right?
Yes.
Bobby would probably play him. My least favorite. He'd probably play Fred. Shaggy would probably be played by Cody Fritchley, my drummer. I mean, somebody's got to be Scooby-Doo, so we'll say that's who I'll be. And Rob would be, I mean, you could be both of the characters, right? You got Daphne and the other one. He can make up both of them, right?
Yeah, why not? later in the series, there was also Scrappy-Doo, which was Scooby's nephew that tried to fight everybody.
Old Scrappy. That's who Rob will be.
Along those lines, they decided they're going to make a documentary about your band. Mm-hmm. Who would play each of you? What actor?
You know what? I know it's been a year. I remember your questions. You got some good ones. Some tough questions. With no time to think. Tom Cruise could play me. MGK could play Bobby. That's Machine Gun Kelly.
I knew who you meant.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know. I'm trying to think of that one kid's name. You know all these movie stars, but you don't know a lot of their names, you know? At least I don't. Johnny Depp could play Cody. That'd be hilarious. You got to think of one for Rob. I'll have to think about it for a minute. Yeah, I'll have to think about that one for a minute for Rob. I don't know, right offhand.
If you could take one of your favorite albums to listen to and completely forget that you ever heard it, so they could hear it again for the very first time and get that euphoria of, wow, this is awesome, one more time, which album would you want to forget?
It'd have to be a Skinner album. It's just which one, though, because it was all so good, you know? Be a hard choice. One of their albums, though, I would say. Nothing specific. Any one of them.
And before I ask this question, I know that it would never go this way. But you get approached about headlining an international tour, and they tell you that you get to pick two other bands from the scene to take with you to open for you. Which bands do you choose?
Bobby Thompson in the Groove and my man Frank Vieira.
We're going to hear from him a little bit later. If you were going to build a band for you to manage and not be in from the local scene, who would you put at each instrument or position, however you want to word that?
I mean, the guys that are with me for sure would be in the band. The guys that are already in my band, you know, Bobby lead, Rob on bass, Cody on drums. There's no doubt about it. Singer. Why you ask me these kind of questions?
So now basically you're just replacing yourself and managing the band.
Man, that's a tough one too, you know. I don't know. We'd have to collectively as a group get together on that one and come up with somebody, you know. That's a tough one.
I can see you at the next rehearsal saying, Bill told me I had to replace myself.
That's funny.
How about, I'll make this, this might be the easiest question so far. Maybe. So you're on that international tour and I tag along. What kind of music are we listening to between show dates?
What's that?
What music are we listening to as we're traveling between show dates?
A whole bunch of different stuff, man. You know, like, it just depends on what mood we're in. You know, because I like a lot of genres. I have a very eclectic taste in music. So sometimes I'm listening to country rock. Sometimes I'm listening to, you know, some more laid back like Zeppelin type stuff. Sometimes it's R&B. Sometimes it's hip hop. You know what I mean? It just depends on, you know, what kind of mood we're in.
I was waiting for you to tell me metal, and I wasn't going to believe you.
There's a time and place for all music, you know?
If you could sit, I don't think I asked you this one. If you could sit on that bench that everybody talks about for an hour and talk to any musician in the history of the world, who would you want to talk to? Did I ask you that one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me look. It must be down below.
We can do it again, though. I'll pick somebody different this time. Anybody. Anybody? Was it anybody who had who has passed?
Anybody at all,
or just anybody at all?
And the key to it is, what question would you ask them? Ooh. So who would you sit with, and what would you ask them?
Probably the lead singer. I might have said this before, but probably the lead singer of Skynyrd. And I would ask him, because I ask myself this all the time, I would ask him, how did they come up with so much good music? Like, because Skynyrd was just like so across the board with their sound. It worked everywhere, you know? They were like a sound of their own. It could be played on a lot of different stations. And how they came up with all their material and stuff, you know, that'd be something that I would ask them. I've always wondered that.
Now, are you asking, I'm going to mess it up, the original singer, Johnny, right?
Yeah.
Or are you asking, is it Ronnie now?
No, the original. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, all the Van Zandts, I mean, 38 Special, Skynyrd twice. Yeah. And then there was, they did the country album.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Van Zandt.
Yeah, they were fierce, man. You know, for sure.
I probably just confused all my listeners. They're like, he's talking about country. So, since I brought that up, I do want to mention that bands are playing on tonight's episode, because I always forget to do that. So we start out with the band Outside Inside and their song My Mother's Son. And then you heard from Black Ridge, and their song was Blue Collar Blues. Shortly, you're going to hear from Justin Wade Band and their new single, T-Shirt, that came out in March. And we're going to play Frank Vieira and his song, Heartbroke. And then we'll do a little more interviewing. And then at the end, as long as the timing works out, you're also going to hear from Red Sun and their song, Green Goblin. And we'll close things out with Dragline and their song, She Put the Devil in Me. So we started out with like a Southern rock, and then we went into a little bit of blues, and then we did country, and then a little bit of grunge, and a little bit of punk at the end, because why not?
Why not? Right. Beautiful, man. You know? Beautiful thing you got going on.
Hey, I know we talked about your Jet Music Foundation on the last episode. Do you want to give a brief synopsis of what that is and how that's been going for you since the year?
We actually, with COVID and everything, kind of put a hold on everything. So like all the stuff that we had planned for that, as well as touring and everything else, kind of got put on hold. But it's just basically a foundation to help people with addiction, get them into music, because it was something that was very important to me, and it helped me tremendously, you know, but just to give back a little bit, you know, is the main point of it. You know, once we get everything rolling and stuff, you know, we'll get a little more in detail for, you know, all the stuff.
What made me think about that is the tattoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of my first. I need to fill it in.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about the song T-Shirt, and then we'll take a moment and listen to it.
T-Shirt. Basically, I got the idea from, you know, you can relate it to, I got the idea for the song because of my wife, how supportive she is, but she's always rocking our T-shirt, you know, like we got band shirts like I'm wearing now and stuff, and just seeing her wear them and, the feeling I get to see her in one of my shirts, whether it's a band shirt or any shirt. But you can like also go back and I would get the same feeling like back in the college days, you know, when you first in a new relationship with somebody, and you wake up the next morning and you see them basically walking around in your T-shirt. You know what I mean? That feeling that you get.
Cool. All right. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to T-Shirt by Justin Wade Band and Heartbroke by Frank Vieira. And we'll be right back.
remember when I first saw your face, and I even remember the place. It was Pittsburgh back in 93. And you were standing there all alone. You had your high heels and your Daisy Dukes on, and I couldn't believe just what you were doing to me. 3 weeks, now the time has passed. I wouldn't trade the sand in my hourglass. And you slipped right on into my teeth. 'Cause when you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I can't even figure it out what happened to me. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I'm like a kid in a candy store. What happened to me? Another day passed and our love's grown. We just strutting around, moving to our song. Didn't know I could love someone this long.
I didn't know.
And even though that time flew by, watching you still gets me high. As you slip right on into my teeth. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I can't even figure it out. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I'm like a kid in a candy store. What happened to me?
Come on, girl. Come on.
Let me hear you say, when you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, come on. Figure it out, what happened to me? When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I'm like a kid in a candy store. What happened to me?
What happened to me?
When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I can't even figure it out. What happened to me? When you rock my t-shirt. Kid in the candy store, what happened to me?
Amazon package on the porch. Burberry shoes on the floor, you want it all. And some more, if I could buy it, you try it. Giselle for the day. You're beautiful, my super girl. What I'm trying to say is I go high broke, go high broke, go high broke for you. Turn this bush life to champagne, can laugh for two. If these feelings were dollars, I'd spend them all on you. I'd go high broke. High broke, go high broke for you. We could fly to Paris on a private jet. From the Gulf Coast to the West Coast, I'd buy you a coaster set. If I could buy it, you'd try it. Kim K for the day. You're beautiful, my super girl. What I'm trying to say is I go high broke, go high broke, go high broke for you. Turn this rhyme into five star, can laugh for two. If these feelings were dollars, I'd spend them all on you. I'd go high broke, high broke, go high broke. You could have that hat, you could have that shirt, you could buy them jeans, you could wear that purse, you could pull them jewels, walk in the shoes. Take me and my bro car too. Pet baby go, live on a boat in a big old castle with a great big moat. I ran a rocket to Neptune. Just take me and my bro car too.
Just take me and my bro car too.
'Cause I'd go high broke, go high broke, go high broke for you. Turn this bush light to champagne and candle lamp for to. If these feelings were diamonds, I'd spend them all on you. I'd go high broke, go high broke. Yeah, I'd go high broke, go high broke for you. You could have that hat, you could have that shirt, you could buy them jeans, you could wear that purse for you.
Hey, that was T-Shirt by the Justin Wade Band and Heartbroke by Frank Vieira. My name is Bill. This is episode number 519 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me is Justin from the Justin Wade Band. That is a high number, especially considering I never meant to start this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back a few years, Justin. Can you tell me about the moment that you realized that you wanted to be a musician?
Oh, man. I mean, I knew I always liked music from a young age. But the moment that I realized that I wanted to do this full time was at my very first show. The very first open mic night that I did, to be honest with you. I did it. Shout out to Woolly Bullies down in New Brighton. He gave me a chance to come down there and play, and it just completely changed my life, you know.
All right. So your album that we talked about the last time you were on was called Story to Tell.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one story to tell about your band, what would you tell?
I mean, there's so many memories, man. So many moments that we've had over the last few years.
You can throw a handful out if you want. We have a little bit of time.
What's that?
You can throw out more than one if you want. We have a little bit of time.
Yeah. Are you asking like for just like highlights or?
Yeah. Things that made you proud. We'll go that route.
I would say like almost 2 years ago now, we all had the opportunity to go be on TV and release Story to Tell and our single Woman, which you can find both of those on Spotify right now. Out in Harrisburg, PA, on channel 27, ABC 27. Good Day PA asked us to come out there and be a part of the show, man. And that was just like such a humbling and just, you know, humbling experience. You know what I mean? Like some completely independent stuff that we've been doing, you know, still to this day, to be asked to come and do something like that was just a true honor for us. So that's something that'll be like our first time ever on TV. It's something I'll never forget, you know.
What about an embarrassing moment you had on stage?
Let's go back real quick to those memories. Okay. I want to say something else that's on my mind. We just recently released T-Shirt, and like I said, we've been doing everything completely independent. You know, all the calling, all the emails, all the booking, all the networking, everything on our own. And I just found out like last week that one of the stations, we just held the number. We got number one on a top 10 list out of New York. And I want to say shout out New Visions Radio from New York. And shout out to my guys, man, for all the hard work. Shout out Al Torrance down at Music Garden Studios in New Brighton for producing and T-Shirt and putting it all together, making it what it is. But we actually were able to hold that number one spot for 3 weeks now going. So, you know, that's a major accomplishment for us. You know what I mean?
And for those of you listening, I actually just added T-Shirt to the Build the Scene rotation today. And
thank you.
Requested there. And Story to Tell, I already had. I just didn't realize it when I messaged you earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the fourth Justin Wade track that's on Build the Scene's radio station.
Thank you.
I think you might have been the first person I asked that question to. I'm not going to re-ask it, but it was, if you could do your own podcast, what would it be about? The last person I asked that tried to start to interview me, so.
Let's turn it around real quick, Bill.
If you could join any band, like the Foo Fighters, you know, when they go out on tour, you see videos of Dave Grohl bringing people up on stage to play songs all the time. If you could be that person coming out of the crowd, which band would you want to join and play a song with?
If I was the person coming out of the crowd?
Out of the crowd.
I don't know. There's a few. A Garth Brooks show would be awesome. You know what I mean? Like, he does huge shows. That would be something crazy. Brantley Gilbert's one of my favorite artists, so I would enjoy that as well. I love his style, his music, all that stuff. So I'd probably say one of them.
Okay. If you could write a song with a country artist from today or a rock artist, who would you want to write with?
Garth. Hands down. Yeah. He's
probably the country artist I can name the most songs from.
it would either be Garth or my man Luke Combs. I mean, he's had 11 number one hits or whatever it may be in the last few years. His songs have just been amazing, you know.
I am just popped in my head. If I end up with any extra time, I'm going to play a hit song at the end. He's a country artist from Sweden.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Hicks.
Cool.
I haven't heard from him in a while, but probably Mama's Kitchen. Look at that. I didn't even remember his song name.
Nice.
Since that came up, I know that song in particular was clearly written about his mom. That was one of the questions I asked him about. Are there, like, where do you get your inspiration when you're writing?
A lot of times it's just life experiences, you know, things that I've been through, things that have happened, people in my life, you know what I mean?
Let's see. I'm going to go to my list of questions. Give me one moment to get that pulled up. I think it's harder when I do multiple interviews.
Yeah.
How about, what is something about you that your fans would be surprised to learn?
What is something about me they would be surprised to learn? Boy. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty open about who I am as a person. I don't know that there's much that they don't know. I mean, I like fishing. I like hunting. I like all different genres of music. You know what I mean? I can do a little hip hop. I can do a little country.
Can you freestyle?
No, negative.
Negative. See, I was looking for an exclusive.
Negative. No. Yeah. I don't know. I try to be an open book, man, you know? So I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, you know?
If we were to play a Justin Wade song backwards, what would we hear?
No idea. I never played one backwards.
So
you have to hear it backwards, though.
So one day I'm going to actually do that before I ask a band and then say, this this is what I heard.
Right. I know there's some music you play backwards. You can hear all kinds of crazy stuff too. I can't remember what albums they are though.
I think there's a Zeppelin one, right? Stairway to Heaven, maybe?
Something like that. I'm not even really sure, to be honest with
you. A while ago, and when I say a while ago, probably years ago at this point, I read an article about the 20 worst bands from the 90s. And I'm not going to ask you to tell me 20, but are there any bands that you just absolutely can't get into?
I'm not even going to get into that, bud. I'm not opening that box up.
Okay, well then, let's go the opposite direction, though. Then, what's a band that you can't get enough of?
From the 90s?
Yeah.
I mean, any 90s R&B, any 90s hip-hop. I like some Green Day, some Linkin Park. They were from the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. See, that's that. When I was growing, that's like that was my heydays back then.
That was when I first heard Metallica, who had been around for who knows how long at that point.
Yeah, you got to throw them in there too. They're awesome. Yeah.
When I played football in high school, and we would do lifting all summer, mm-hmm. I would just listen to a Black album on loop. That was
right. Stone Temple Pilots. Oh, you
that's
know.
A good one. Yeah.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, all of them.
I'm starting to think we're probably close in age.
I don't know.
I have about 5 minutes. Let's see what I can come up with to ask you. What's your favorite website that is music based? That's pretty wide open. It could be a band website. It could be a website that you've used to figure out how to market your band. It could be anything.
www.justinwadeband.com,
or it could be yours. That was nice.
That's my favorite.
Where else can the listeners find you online?
Anywhere that you can stream or download music, Spotify, iTunes. We have a YouTube channel. You know, pretty much anywhere you can find music.
And those are all linked at your site, JustinWadeBand.com?
They are. And our Facebook site, you know, it's all social media, Justin Wade Band. Mm-hmm.
And if a venue owner or a talent buyer was trying to get a hold of you to book you, how could they get a hold of you?
You can actually email us right through our website or our Facebook page. There's email and booking information, just a button you can click right on the Facebook page and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How would you prefer that people get a hold of your music? Online, CD copies, at your shows? What would you prefer to what direction do you want to point them in?
To the shows, I mean, for sure. You always want to, you know, have as many people at shows as you can. That live experience, there's just nothing like it. You know,
and I have a feeling the answer to this is going to be, I don't know, but do you guys have anything scheduled like off in the distance that might still happen?
We do. We have a few things booked in July. June's completely checked out, but we have a couple things booked in July. Just depends on which way all this stuff goes, whether it's going to be a go or not. We got a new venue down in Generations is what it's called. Not sure. It's like towards the end of or towards the beginning of August. Hoping that all goes through. Nothing else really, you know, in the works.
That's,
you know, really worth getting into right now, because who knows what's gonna happen in a week from now, you know.
That's the same thing with my teaching job right now. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing next year.
Right. I mean, we went from right before all this COVID stuff happened, we went from getting ready to do like a 10 to 20 show tour and getting outside of Pittsburgh, you know, and stuff, and to this happening, to being that completely shut down. The good thing is, though, with everything opening back up and places starting to slowly come back together, we're going to jump right back on that here as soon as we can.
I want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And, you know, as you get more music written and produced and ready to go, make sure you let me know. We could do this again. We could do three questions and a song, throw it on the playlist, radio station.
Definitely, man.
I do want to mention the upcoming shows. We have next week we have Walker's K. Following week on the 26th of June, we have Hugh Twyman. Hugh is, they call him the godfather of Pittsburgh blogging, music blogging.
Dude, man. Shout out to Hugh. What's up, buddy?
He's a good guy. Hugh and I started doing this at the same time, but never ran into each other until this year. Weird.
Oh, yeah, right.
July 1st, we have Foo Bar. July 10th, we have the Whelming Waters. And then we jump way out to September 18th, where we have Royal Honey. So if there are any bands out there that would like to be on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, you can drop me a line at bill@buildthescene.com. Justin, any last minute thoughts you want to throw out there?
No, man, just want to thank you for having me on, man, and all the support you've given us throughout the years. You know, we appreciate it, man.
No problem. All right, so what we have coming up next, you're going to hear tracks from Red Sun and Dragline, and then you'll get to hear John Lane from the band The Hellfire Club take us out. So once again, my name has been Bill. With me tonight was Justin, and this was episode number 519.
Seen any monsters lately?
Oh, not me. I'm a happy person. Can't have any monsters.
Medical doctors say you're liable to go psychotic.
I don't know what psychotic means, really, clinically. You know, I don't know. Nervous? Or introverted, or what does it mean?
Say it, damn it.
Off your head. Psychotic.
fingertips, oh yeah. She spread her wings and now I see. She put the devil. This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-signed rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.
There's nothing like a home-cooked meal. We always come back to mama's.